So we say that we have only one mind, but then we say by purification the mind changes. So which part of the mind changes, or what exactly happens? Yeah. Actually, when we say the cheto darpana marjana, so the mind is often referred to as a mirror. Now, the darpana means mirror. And depending on the impressions that are there in the mind gives us a distorted self-conception. It's like, you know, somebody might be a beauty queen, but if they look in a convex mirror, which convex or concave, where you get distorted? Concave mirror. They look at it, what is this? How am I looking like this? So what has happened? That mirror is giving a distorted self-conception, a distorted reflection of oneself. So like that, the mind is a mirror which gives us a distorted reflection of who we are. Now that distorted can be in a egoistic sense where I think, oh, I am so wealthy, I am so strong, I am so beautiful. Or it can be in a negative sense, material negative sense. Oh, you don't look good, you are too fat, you are too this, you are too that, whatever it is. Both are basically distortions of self-conception. So now in the Samadhi verse 6.20-23 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yatro paramate chittam niruddham yoga sevaya yatra chaiva atmanatmanam pashyan atmani tushyati. He says, by the practice of yoga, when the material movements of the mind cease, at that time, one sees the self with the mind and one delights in the self. Yatra chaiva atmanatmanam. Atmana, one is in the instrumental case, the other in the objective case. So with the mind, we see the self and we delight in the self. That means at the purified stage, our self, the mind becomes a mirror which reflects who we really are. That means we are souls, we are parts of Krishna, we are godly. As Krishna is supremely attractive, we as souls are also attractive. So that reflection, when it comes, then we delight in ourselves. And this is spiritual delight. So what changes, we could say, in the mind is that if you compare the mind to a mirror, then whatever is maybe the dust is there, or whatever is the whatever the factors that are causing the mirror to give a distorted reflection of ourselves, that those factors get removed. And then we see ourselves for who we are. So the dirt on the mind, which causes a distortion of our self-perception, that goes away. So now, does this necessarily mean, say, for example, a Kshatriya will become a Brahmana? Not necessarily. What it essentially means is that the Kshatriya will understand that, yes, I am a soul, I have a Kshatriya body right now. I am not a Kshatriya, I am a soul. I have a Kshatriya body, I have to use it, but beyond this, I am a soul. So one will understand one's spiritual identity and one will delight in one's spiritual identity. So the more we become purified, the more we can, in the initial stages, the mind may still give a negative self, distorted self reflection, but we are not affected by that. You are like this, you are like that. Okay, whatever it is, you know, Krishna still loves me. I can still serve Krishna. Let me focus on serving Krishna, and that way we move forward purposefully. So the process of purification gradually decreases the distorted self-conception that the mind reflects on us. That's how the mind changes when we become purified. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yes.
Prabhu, you, Prabhu, yeah.